magical thinking presents itself not as a deviation from reason, but as a way of probing past it into a space that is more alive and meaningful. It is just as natural to us as rationality, and perhaps more so. A desire reaches out into some unknown region and comes back with a report. It finds out what is possible and what is not. If you have ever observed a flock of swallows flying at dusk, you have seen them wheel and turn together, veering off at impossible tangents in the blink of an eye. How does each bird know to turn at the precise instant the others do? The impulse is somehow shared by every bird at once. The magic lies in each one, but also in between, over and around them. It is fluid and invisible, like the air, but more so. By endlessly interpreting the world in bits and pieces, we are losing it every instant, allowing it to slip through our fingers like sand. To have reality that is whole and thus truly real, one must rise above the intellect. Come closer, and the world looks much more like a wish, a great desire coming true all around us, with our wishes and desires woven into it.